Lou? Lou, you ever been married? You do me a favor? If you ever think you want to get married, if you ever think you've met the right woman, you want to settle down, you want to get a house, you want to get a car, maybe raise a family, do me a favor, will you, Lou? Remember this face. Then it's the face of hell, Lou. It'll be your face every day.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Brother Bear, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo, yo.
And Mac Noza.
Hello.
I got no cool name for you. You can listen to us live.
Fuck you.
Every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show, as well as my writing, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Matt, why are you laughing?
I'm laughing at your baby toe nipples that you showed us during the intro.
Oh, you mean my nips that I pulled out? Mm-hmm. I thought you were actually going to clown me a little harder on it. Yeah, I kind of got the
I can
nips.
See them poking through. I guess it's a bit cold in here.
They poke
you in that
through
white shirt, we just need like cold.
They
glass
poke
of
through
water.
Whatever, man. That's my fucking cross to bear. That's how it goes. All right, we got a good one for you today. Of course, there's the. What? I got to segue away from my fucking man tits after a while. We can't make it 5 minutes of my silver dollar nipples.
You got black chick nipples. Oh. You got black chick nipples.
I like.
You got Jada Fire nipples.
Jesus. Way to pull out the obscure interracial porn reference.
I love Jada Fire, man.
She is the hottest black porn star. I'll give her that.
You only say it because she only does white dudes.
Oh, no. I've seen her with brothers.
You've seen her like Lex Steel once.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, man.
She was asleep.
You've been working at NBC or something?
All right. We got a good non-pornographic for you.
It took 2 seconds to fucking get to hardcore porn.
Do we need to get to her squirting capabilities? Or?
Okay. Fucking first topic didn't even come out.
All right, our first
one. It's a fucking ebony sex, like right off the bat.
All right. We got some good non-black porn topics. First of all, Trey Parker and Matt Stone are being threatened by Muslim extremists for depicting, in a fucking bear costume, mind you, the Prophet Muhammad.
I just found out when you told me, so can you please explain for
really
me
quickly,
and the audience?
What do you want to...
All I want to say is we're dismantling our nuclear weapon supply.
Uh-huh.
I hope that we're going to give it to Israel, and Israel will know what to do with it.
Okay, then.
They know how to get stuff done.
All right, I thought you were going to talk about Erica Vuitton, the porn star, keeping on black chick porn, but all right.
I don't even know that one, Jesus.
Oh, it's good. It's good stuff. There's also, let's see, 10-year-old abortion. 10-year-old needs an abortion in Mexico. Are you laughing at that, Matt? Is that where Papa's Basement is gone?
Yeah.
And there's a whole hell of a
by the way,
brouhaha.
If you want me to start recommending black porn stars, Precious.
Oh, Jesus.
Gabby Sidibe.
Gabby Sidibe, BBW.
Sucks a mean cock.
Oh, Lord. Probably
she gonna
does.
Eat like a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, really?
And then she gonna run away with the Matheson.
Are you never, I don't care how much she's into food and how much the average fat girl gives a good BJ. That, you might as well, like, put chum on your dick and wave it in front of Jaws. You're not getting that thing back.
I don't know. The only time I noticed the difference was, remember that tall chick I plowed?
Yes.
God, that was like sticking it in a vacuum. Maybe because like her neck was 2 feet long. I don't know.
It's like a goose.
Only she could accommodate William.
Oh, I was afraid like I'd get nothing but like a bloody stump back. Like, you know, they call it sucking dick, but there's very little actual sucking going on.
Some people put a bruise on it.
That was sucking, I will tell you.
All right. Let's.
Her lips were the event horizon.
Okay, the story. Matt and Trey might get killed for showing Muhammad. You ready, Will?
Absolutely.
A radical Islamic website is warning the creators of South Park that they could face violent retribution for depicting the Prophet Muhammad in a bear suit during an episode broadcast on Comedy Central last week. revolutionmuslim.com, which I tried to go to, like, just to see if there's, because they talk
it's already about, down.
Already down. Website is 100% yay.
Because it got mentioned on a real website?
Yeah. Posted the warning, following the 200th episode of Trey Parker and Matt Stone's South Park, which included a caricature of the Prophet Muhammad disguised in a bear suit. The web posting also included a graphic photo of Theo van Gogh, a Dutch filmmaker who was murdered in 2004 after making a documentary on violence against Muslim women.
Oh, well, I thought you were going to say that cartoonist guy got murdered.
No, that's like, another Dutch dude.
He was Dutch.
He didn't get killed, did he?
No, that's, I thought you were saying that. I was like, holy shit, they actually got him?
No, that fucker's fine.
Okay. There was another dude, another like a Swede or Norwegian, who had to go into hiding for like 20 years because he said... there's a lot of proof that Muhammad's mother was a goddamn prostitute.
Oh, Salman Rushdie or whatever, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's keep it rolling.
Sneaky carpet salesman.
Before we take a nice fat dump on religion in general, but especially Muslim extremists who just fucking boil my blood.
What the fuck was that website again? MuslimRevolution.com? What was it?
JadaFireRocks.com. No. RevolutionMuslim.com.
Who the fuck okayed that? Like GoDaddy.com? Like, is the war on terrorism no longer going on? You're like, sure, you want RevolutionMuslim.com? We can secure that domain for you. No problem. $20 a year. Motherfuck, man.
I know. It's all about a buck. It's all about a fucking buck in this country.
You
want to
fucking relive 9/11 for $20 a year?
Yeah.
God damn.
All right, we have to warn, quote, this is quoted from the Post.
Which Post?
To warn the Post on Revolution Muslim, hosted by GoDaddy.com. I don't know who actually hosted it. We have to warn Matt and Trey that what they are doing is stupid, and they will probably wind up like Theo van Gogh for airing this show, the posting reads. This is not a threat, but a warning of the reality of what will likely happen to them. That's a fucking threat where I come from.
Yeah. We won't do it, but some of our other crazy religious people will.
Yeah.
These effeminated faggots.
I mean, really.
Let's say a goddamn carpet Aladdin.
What, are you going to walk up to a hot chick and be like, I'm not saying I'm going to rape you tonight, but I'm not saying I'm not going to rape you. And you deserve it for what you're wearing right now.
Pretty much. I mean, really. It's horse shit.
Fucking Muslims. Thank God for Jews.
And you know, it's got to be like.
God bless this show. Brought to us by Aju.
It's someone in America, obviously. Like, I could tell this by the way it's written. And obviously, I mean, if they saw South Park, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's some fucking...
What, it's a Muslim, but he sounds all Jew lawyery. Like, no, I'm not threatening them directly.
Did you know that's however, probably a black American, too?
You think so?
Black probably from, like, Georgia.
Nah, too well spoken. It's not Adam Beasley. But
the single words aren't capitalized completely, and yeah. They don't use like the number four in place of the word four.
South Park ain't The Simpsons; like, it's not getting run in Afghanistan, you know.
No.
So for someone to see it, they had to be like in our borders, you know.
Okay,
that's a good point.
Reaching by phone early. Let's see, reaching by phone doesn't sound right. Reaching by phone early Tuesday. Abu Talah al-Amraki, that was my first DJ name, by the way, the author of the Post, said he wrote the entry to quote-unquote raise awareness.
Wait, so they know who the fuck wrote it?
Yeah.
What a fucking moron, Jesus Christ.
So how the hell is he not, like, in trouble for making threats?
Oh, because he wasn't making a threat. He was saying this could happen. Oh, he might be in fucking trouble. I don't know.
I'm not making a threat, but I'm just threatening you.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck?
Dude, I'm just saying waterboard that pussy.
What now?
Just waterboard him.
I'd be dang.
I mean, if you try walking into an airport right now and say, hey, I got a bomb, just kidding, and see what the fuck happens to you. Be like, well, I said just kidding. You know, you will get taken the fuck down. Like, how's this guy being interviewed and giving out his full name, and he's still just, like, walking the streets?
I don't know.
Because we live in Obama... Erica.
No. It's not an Obama thing. It's an Obama Erica. Shithole does it all the time, period. It's
Obama Erica. It's Obama Erica,
it's,
baby.
It's not a threat, but
it's
it
Obama
really...
Erica, baby.
All right, enough. But it really is a likely outcome, al-Amraki said.
A likely outcome.
al-Amraki with you, playing all the hitch folks.
That's right. Like worse than a threat.
Yeah, referring to the possibility that Parker and Stone could be murdered for mocking Muhammad.
Jesus Christ.
First of all, they don't fucking mock Muhammad. That's what floors me.
That's what they always do. Like, they get people to behave in the way they're making fun of them for. Like, when they shit on Scientology and set, Isaac Hayes got all uptight. Or when they did, whatchamacallit, what the fuck, Team America. And you know how they're mocking, like, Tim Robbins and Sean Penn, calling them fags and all that? Like, Sean Penn sent them a letter saying exactly what they're making fun of them for. Like, I've been to Iraq, and I've been there. Unless you've been there, you don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Like, just completely...
Is there any gayer, more effeminate response to anything? I'm going to write you a letter and give you a piece of my mind.
But just completely validating, like, everything they're shitting on him for. And that's what the fuck these people are doing.
You might as well sign it with a big semen-y kiss.
Like, the whole episode is, oh, they can't fucking show Muhammad. Or they'll get in trouble.
Here's me snowballing the page as a signature. Yeah. First of all, I feel already they chicken shit a little bit when it comes to Muhammad. Because Jesus, they'll really play around with.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they know. I mean, obviously.
And when it comes to Muhammad, it's like they got balls of steel just putting him on TV. Like, what a first of all, what a fucking toilet world we live in. Where I have to say they have balls of steel for putting a goddamn cartoon on TV.
Yeah, fucking like mascot bear or whatever.
Yeah, do I have to suck off fucking Care Bear. Mel Blanc for voicing Bugs Bunny? You know what I mean? This is a horrible thing that we're this afraid to begin with.
Well, I guess this is the last time they're doing it.
I hope they do it every goddamn episode. I hope fucking Kenny becomes Muhammad and they kill him every GD episode. And it's just him behind the little hood.
Well, you said people like posting their addresses and shit.
Apparently on this Muslim rebel JadaDP.com, whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, their actual home addresses went up, at least for a time.
How the fuck do they know that?
Well, we know where to burn a cross in their front yard.
Yeah.
You know, if you're living in Hollywood Hills, you can only have so many Muslim neighbors, so it might be kind of easy to pinpoint who the leak was.
Yeah.
Who the fuck even knows where they live? They might be still in Colorado for all we goddamn know.
Wait, who, the creators or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm
pretty sure the main guy is like some big cokehead in Hollywood.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to go with the Jew living in Hollywood. Like,
no.
Matt Stone.
He's like, I don't know, according to The Dirty, my favorite website, like he's engaged to some like nasty-ass stripper, like just doing blow together.
So when did he become your hero?
What?
The one engaged to a nasty stripper and doing blow.
No, it's like a nasty, like skinny black stripper. If she was white with huge implants.
Trey Parker.
Dude, it sounds like Bullworth. The movie Bullworth.
Oh, God.
That's what it sounds like.
What the fuck is that? Like,
so we got Eddie Jada Murphy. Fire, we got Gabby Sidibe eating dick, and now we got the bitch from Bullworth.
Thanks for referencing a movie with an income of $3 million.
Get a superstar. That is what you are.
I mean, you think they're running the, not sequel, whatever, part two tonight?
Fuck yeah.
Probably.
Hell yeah, they're running. Are you kidding me? If they actually chicken shit out on this? Can you imagine if, like, one of them dies for a goddamn cartoon?
Well, I mean,
dude, I think America should go to war over that.
I'm with you.
Or South of
someone's got to bleed.
I will
over this
join
shit.
The Marines, and I will shit in the front yards.
I would never join the Marines, but I do a lot of shows to entertain the Marines.
What, you showing your dinner plate nipples?
Stop it. I mean,
it's not, you know, entirely up to them.
I'm like, Jada.
If Comedy Central doesn't want to air it, that's that, you know?
Mm.
So it'd be interesting.
Oh,
to
hell
see.
No, dude. Comedy Central is owned by Viacom. Viacom is owned by Super Jew, pro Israel. You better fucking believe that he's going to goddamn air that shit.
You think he's going to put that shit on
hell
and pray
yeah.
for World War III?
Fuck yeah.
Just got a shipment of diamonds from Israel.
All right. Well, anything else on that topic?
No.
Have we
mined
it sufficiently?
I think it's a fucking joke.
The funny thing about all this is the episode sucks and it's not funny.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing if they died for the goddamn fish sticks in your mouth episode, but dying for the shitty, like, recap clip episode, practically.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even realize it was the 200th episode until later, but...
I hope it's, like, some, like, Muslim Black Panthers who are doing this shit.
Why is it all black race stuff with you?
I'm just saying. It's
Jada Fire's nipples. It's Lex Steel fucking Jada Fire. Then it's the Black Panthers.
We're going to see him on one of those, like, cuckolds. It's like eating black man nut out of some white bitch's snatch.
Who, me? Fuck you.
Whoever talks the loudest about it.
No, I'm just me, or they've managed to find, like, the white guys have, like, little chipmunk cocks for that, too.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah, like, it's them rubbing their little acorn in the corner.
It's some their disturbing symbol. Shit.
Yeah, and then the black dude will, like, bust all over the chick, and then a white... Oh, God. I didn't even know that twist to it until that came up on the air a couple weeks ago. Like, I've literally... I'll flip, and I'll see that, and I'm just like, not for me. Next.
I'll do this shit where they'll make them, like, suck the dude off. I mean...
Ah!
Porn has yet to, like, sink to its lowest levels.
Oh, my God.
It's just pushing it.
Don't... Why do they, like, ostensibly even call that shit straight porn? Like, it's mostly...
Dude, will you shut up? I have, like, a three-month pass to it. Just shut up.
Like, there's some bizarre shit out there. I mean, that, like, there's, like, guys with fetishes who are getting kicked, like, squaw in the nuts. Like, have you seen that?
No. All right.
Like, a chick will just run up to them like they're about to fucking, like, kick a punt in the NFL.
Chip Lowmiller coming at you.
Yeah, and just...
Fucking Sean Sweesum.
I was going to say Vinatieri or whatever.
Yeah.
Patriots. There you go.
All right. Speaking of swift kicks to the genitals, a 10-year-old abortion controversy in Mexico.
That was a smooth segue.
Thank you.
Get the cold hanger.
I was rather proud of that. All right.
We're going to do it with a Corona bottle.
Just shake it up. Just stick it up there. See.
Pop the top and kill a child. Two birds with one stone.
Yeah. First we have Holy War, and now we've got the abortion issue. A pregnant 10-year-old allegedly raped by her stepfather.
Allegedly?
Yeah.
I mean, if she's pregnant, and like, she's where's 10. The alleged?
She slipped and fell in my cum. Has become the latest lightning rod in the country's heated abortion debate. The girl's stepfather has been arrested, but advocates on both sides of the issue say the battle is just beginning. The Roman Catholic Church vocally opposes abortion in Mexico, and the topic has been long controversial there.
Oh, Lord.
The debate became particularly heated in 2007 when the nation's more liberal capital city approved a law legislating abortion during the first 3 months of pregnancy with no restrictions.
What the hell? All I'm saying is that
awesome.
One show Howard was telling us about how when he went to a strip club in Mexico, like...
It wasn't in Mexico. It was like around... It was Texas.
No, he said it was Mexico.
Really?
Yeah, in Mexico, like, $10. And give him 10 American dollars and you can go bang some 14-year-old on the stage.
Oh, yeah, that was Mexico.
Jesus, that doesn't surprise me at
they're
all.
Fucking against abortion? What the hell?
Oh, no, they got donkey shows and shit.
I know, Bride of the Borough. I know, I've been to, like...
Is that another website?
No, that's what it's called. It's called Bride of the Borough shows.
Bride of the Borough.
No, it's like get some little girl and like get a donkey with a 12, like...
Who the fuck would want to... I don't know. 14.
What, watch? Oh, I thought we were going to the donkey.
But
14 I wouldn't want. I don't want...
We're at a fork in the road. Donkey show or a 14-year-old getting nailed? What do we want to do? What do we want
Oh,
to
I'd watch the donkey show.
Wait, what is it now?
We're
donkey show
is this
or
our,
14-year-old getting
Is this
nailed?
Our horrible fuck, marry, kill? Kind of to the next level.
Yes.
To the nth degree. Would you let a donkey do you or would you do a 14?
Oh, would the donkey chick be hot?
Yeah, she's hot as shit.
Then, yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
No, because, like, when animals like that get boners, it looks like they're taking a shit. I mean, it is disgusting, man.
Big red sausage, like, shit coming out of
the shit, like, bends in, like, three places. Like, it is foul.
Not very good circulation, I know.
I don't even know. God damn, when did Howie go to, like, a Mexican strip club?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jesus. Makes me feel I'm missing out on life.
Maybe 17 weeks ago when this girl got pregnant. All right, since 2007...
It's Howie's old joke.
Oh, yeah. She's going to come out quarter Korean. 17 states have passed laws protecting life beginning at conception, according to the information group...
Wait, in the U.S.?
No. Thank fucking God. This is in Mexico. Pretty much Mexico, you have to go to...
Mexico has states?
Yeah.
What, lazy and lazier? Hi-oh.
It's fucking driving me nuts, though. It's like one place in Mexico, which is a goddamn Titanic joint, where you can get abortions. Like, is it just me, or is your impression of Mexico all they do is fucking sleep?
Well, I mean, you got people getting killed every fucking day in this drug war. Like, the police are afraid of the dealers.
Yeah.
And your biggest qualm is that, like, girls get abortions.
Who get knocked up by their fucking stepfathers can't get the coat hanger in their
Yeah,
plot.
The version that you just described sounds like America.
Yeah, last time I checked, a 10-year-old can't deliver a healthy baby. Oh, it's going to rip out killer. Of her stomach like fucking alien.
Yeah, it'll be Ripley getting gutted.
Really? Like, what the fuck, man? What an ass-backwards country.
No, he's...
Much as I like to shit on this country.
I was literally, took the breath out of my mouth. Much as I like to take a dump on America, thank fucking God I can make fun of religious figures here and, like, screw 18-year-old and knock him up and then get the baby killed.
And for $480 in that white stucco building behind the Fuddruckers in Fairfax.
Oh.
All is forgiven.
I mean, literally.
That was the going rate last time I heard someone went there.
Someone named Pill Wapa Georgia took his ex to get a little baby killed inside her body. Fucking just religion drives me nuts, man.
Kick it around like a hack sack.
I don't see any goddamn upside to it. Anytime I'm introduced to anything religious, it sounds like you're just being taught not to think and not analyze and just blindly accept things. Because there's no goddamn proof anyway.
And write letters threatening to kill people, but say that you're not threatening to kill people.
It's the same as nationalism, racism. Like, why the fuck?
Whoa. Let's not go crazy.
Yeah. Let's not attack racism.
Some of these things are in place for a reason.
But
black people are lazy and Jews have horns.
What the fuck is that from?
True Blood.
But yeah, just, I mean, going to fucking subscribe to some doctrine that, like, isn't your own personal one that you've come to develop over the course of your life.
Yeah,
it's just like that's what mommy and daddy taught you.
You're just buying into something wholesale. There's no thought. There's nothing adult about it. It's like such a childish goddamn thing.
It's the same thing as like copying your style from like whatever clique in high school. Like, oh, these people wear Abercrombie.
Yeah,
right?
And I think, you know, it's great and it's fucking fun when it comes to dumb, completely insignificant shit like picking a sports team. Like, I'm a diehard. I love the goddamn Yankees. I know you like the Sox. You know what? Sox suck. But that's fun and acceptable because it's completely insignificant.
Yeah, you're not killing... Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
We did talk about that motherfucker vomiting on an 11-year-old.
But again, vomit. That's the funniest... For those that don't aren't familiar with the story, real quickly, a Jersey guy in Philly. What was he at a
worst
Phil's?
Possible combination?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a Philly game.
Yeah, he was at a Philadelphia Phillies game. And some off-duty cop and his daughter, he was swearing his fucking head off. The cop says, hey, knock it off, my kid's here. And the guy in retaliation goes, I'm going to be sick, and then just jams his fingers down his goddamn throat and starts vomiting uncontrollably, like, all over the little
Oh, I heard
we
about
didn't,
that.
Did we talk about that or no?
I remember.
No, it was just posted on my Facebook. Like,
what happened to the
goddamn
guy?
Minutes. I mean, he's in fucking jail.
Yeah, he got arrested for something. I mean, they probably have like a jail
vomiting on
the
a
stadium.
A goddamn
cop's
daughter.
Oh, they have to.
Daughter.
The old one, the vet, had a Titanic jail underneath it. Those people are animals.
Have you seen a picture of him, though?
Yeah.
There's some fucking fat slob. Like, you can't even tell if it's a guy or a girl. Like,
oh,
he's
I'm not
that
a,
fat.
I'm not a racist, but the city of Philadelphia needs to be euthanized.
Well, isn't it all... Well, predominantly white?
It's like blacks and a lot of guineas and shit.
But I think like all the sports shit's white people.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna try to blame that on the blacks, man. That's all white people.
No, it's just fucking awful. Whatever. Philadelphian isn't a race, but it should be, so I can hate it freely.
I've only passed through there. I've never spent time in there.
You're lucky. That's why I'm talking to you right now.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. No, fuck it, other than Always Sunny. Which isn't even made there, but it produced Rob McEarley or whatever the hell his name is.
What, you mean like...
What, the weakest fucking character on the show?
It's true, but he
Dude,
created
the one...
it, I guess.
Huh?
He created it, though, I think.
It fucking just sucks. They should just kill
He's
off...
horrible on it. He I needs think... to just be the goddamn creator and
I
then
think...
step the fuck back.
Anytime you're the creator, you gotta be the straight man.
I don't think he could be the funny man, though.
Huh?
I don't think he could be the funny man. He's
No, dude,
horrible.
Dennis is the funny man.
Dennis is great. Charlie's great. Dee sucks, but she's a girl.
Charlie's
girls
a played
are never funny.
Out.
Frank is...
Frank makes the fucking... Jesus Christ, Danny DeVito like,
he used
saved
to
that
suck,
show.
But goddamn, he took that shit on his shoulders. But getting back to abortion, man. Getting back to abortion. How's that for a segue? Getting
smooth.
Smooth as a 10-year-old.
We're talking... Oh, no.
There you go. That's a good segue.
Philadelphia and
I had
abortion
nothing
are not mutually exclusive.
You know what? No one needs to be punished their whole fucking life. First of all, the guy shouldn't be screwing a 10-year-old, but no one needs to be punished their whole goddamn life.
Yeah, where's, like, any mention of this guy getting in trouble?
Oh, yeah, he needs to be part of a donkey show, like a DP act.
Oh God.
I'd pay to watch that. I'm no homo, but guy getting the lamb on a spit treatment from two donkeys.
Dude, really quick, that's the thing is that in Mexico, in some parts, like, it's not illegal to, like, steal women and then marry them against their will.
But abortion's bad.
Yeah, but somehow abortion's bad. So this guy's probably not going
to fucking Catholicism. It comes back to religion.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Vatican's, like, all up in arms about this shit. They're like, oh, right to life, blah, blah, blah. Fuck babies. I'm here and they are not. Fuck them. Do you know what? If there were no abortion, I would have a goddamn, like, 7-year-old right now. A 6 or 7-year-old. That's not even tiny.
Yeah, I'd have, like, a 4-year-old, 3-year-old.
Yeah, see, something that's like still, that. Like, tiny. The 7-year-old could be, like, my goddamn Wolfie Van Halen. He could be the fucking fourth mic right now. That would be horrible. I don't want that shit. I thank God every day I could legally have that thing killed.
Oh, I mean, you got to. Fuck. Bitches lie about birth control. Yeah. This is the equalizer for men. You're like, oh, you lied about taking the pill. Well, guess what?
Oh, yeah. If you're not on board for the kid, legal, like, forced abortion should be out there. Oh,
God.
What, you're what? Not with me?
Yeah, why is it okay for them to dupe us, but we can't dupe them?
Yeah, like, here, I'm so happy that you're having my child.
Dude, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Like, you make a nice cake, but in the icing is, like, 6 million abortion pills.
I'm just saying, I left my coat hangers in the trunk of my car.
Well, what, for me? Huh? I can't take, just because I've Jada Fire nipples.
No, I had to make a couple stops before I got to your house. Okay. Wait.
But, yeah, man. I'm just saying, you should be able to forcibly kill children. You can take that one to the bank.
You made them, you can unmake them.
Yeah, that's
even after they're born, fuck, man. Marvin Gaye Sr. should be free.
Oh, he is. He didn't get convicted of that shit.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, because Marvin came at him like all fucked and coked up or something. Or he claimed Marvin was coked up.
So he never did any time for that?
Fuck no.
Jesus Christ.
Marvin Gaye Sr. just shot Marvin Gaye. It was like, that's what's going on, bitch, and that was it.
What's going on?
And you know what? After he shot him, he heard this. All right.
Oh, Lordy.
Okay. We got to, again, I'm going to thank Joel. Good son of Israel, Joel Goldstein, who would never kill anyone for making fun of Moses. Let's just put that out there. Matt, do you have a pro-Israeli cheer?
Go Israel.
Okay, there we go.
Like, dude, I know what you're gonna say. I know what people are gonna say. It's not what? You, but like some of their listeners. You know. Okay, okay. The Jews. Okay. 1960 and 48. Jews moved in.
Black people are lazy. And Jews have horns.
No, I'm just saying that, you know. Okay, yeah, the Jews moved in 1948 with the help of America. Entirely with the help of America.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
bullshit.
Okay, so it's time to let it go.
So, yeah. They got that shit.
No, I mean, come on.
It's like you were married to a bitch.
This
is
just
months.
What I was going to say. Like, it's like a jealous ex-husband who just refused to accept that someone else is plowing his scooch.
She's married some other dude for like 40 years now. Fucking let it go.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that, look, what would it be? What would that area, what would that portion of land be? Had the Jews not moved in, it would just be a
dirt.
It would just be a bunch of dirt and goddamn stoning women to death.
It's like that whole fucking area.
Yeah, that's like the one good thing about the Muslim faith. You can stone a woman to death. I mean, it giveth and it taketh. That's all I'm saying. No porn, but you can rape someone, and if they lip up, all right, that's not
fun. I want to get with a hot Indian chick.
Why? Yeah, they're hairy and they smell like curry.
There are some hot ones.
I'm hungry now.
I mean, even in my gym, there's some
there's
hot
some
ones.
Hot Indian ass. Are you kidding?
I mean, really hope Vinny isn't listening.
To go back to
Emmerich
porn.
Emmerich doesn't listen. You
like
can,
Priya Ray or Priya Rai?
You I'm actually that? Not huge
oh, she's so
on her. There's Adore Anjali, I think.
No,
or
but she doesn't have fake tits. Worthless. The other one has like fucking bowling balls under her skin.
Oh, man.
You can still see 10. The cuts. God. It's done in a third world country, and you can still see the cuts and stuff. It's like horrible scar tissue.
Whatever. It won't prevent you from wrapping around your ding-dong.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Shall we get to... there's a special... Joel has a special fuck, marry, kill for us.
Yeah.
420 edition.
Oh,
shall we get to 420 and how fucking embarrassing 420 is?
this was cool like 10 years ago or 20 years ago when no one knew what it was.
It's just weird pot in goddamn general.
When you're in eighth grade.
Like, pot to me died when I could drive myself to the mall. You know, I don't give a shit about weed anymore. Like, people, I know people who still smoke heavily, and I'm like, really? Adult Swim? Come on.
It never compares to the way it is, like, the first two, three times.
Yeah, yeah.
If it was like that, that would be cool. I could see why people do it. But if you smoke regularly, it's nothing.
I just, yeah, it's like, I'll smoke, then I'll watch Terminator for the trillionth time, and jerk off and eat a hoagie.
I get paranoid as shit. I don't like it.
Oh, no, that part in Terminator, when he's being lowered into the vat of acid, always gets me pretty hard, so I can see
where he gets a thumbs
Terminator
up.
Terminator 2.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Get your Terminator
as he goes into the lava.
Oh, yeah. I've experimented, like I've tried weed a couple times, but yeah, I've never been big into it. But yeah,
well, did
like,
you get high or no?
No, I got high. And I was like, yeah, it's cool. And then like the last time I did, I was like, yeah, I'm not high. Screw it.
But like, so you put down the pipe and went back to your cuckold website.
I'm gonna kick you in the nuts. I'm gonna kick you in your fucking balls.
In the nuts.
I'm gonna kick you right in your clit bone.
All right, there's a special.
Never get an orgasm again.
Special 420 edition of Fuck, Marry, Kill. And I'm also gonna play the part of Veronica for this one.
Oh, wait, there's men?
There's men and girls.
What the fuck?
We're gonna do the chick one. I want an extra 30 seconds of material.
All right.
So I'm going
to
do the man thing,
Veronica,
too.
But okay.
All right. In honor of the classic stoner film, Dazed and Confused, which I never
watched.
I don't
remember. I just caught it like a bit on like E the other day, but
I would just,
it's with the chicks.
I just did Willy Wonka all the time when I was fucked up. That was my go-to.
When you were robo-tripping?
Oh, when I was on Tussin. Oh, my God. You would fucking blank out. Like, you'd like come to 30 minutes later and be like, why are they in a glass elevator? Like,
anything
tired.
Works. I mean, if anything,
I standing up.
Yeah,
I found the shit that's supposed to be trippy. It's like it loses you. It's like if you just watch like I was watching.
Oh,
Happy
there was a,
Gilmore and
dude,
stuff.
Dude, there
like,
was a horrible film called The Mangler with Robert Englund. It was about
I
some kind
that.
Of. It was an industrial press that would eat people.
So it was basically stole Freddy. Like
yeah, dude,
it was a B-rated movie.
I watched that shit while tripping. I was afraid to go near the fucking refrigerator, the toilet. I was scared out of my skull.
That might be cool to like watch a horror movie
that is,
tripping.
Dude, that is 100% what you're talking about. The non-trippy shit. Just watch some straight horror, like Saw, while you're tripping. You'll go into the fetal position. You will pray for God to take your life.
I don't think I ever did that.
Oh, my God. Now I want to do all of a sudden.
All right, let's see what our non-shellfish eating friend has put together for us.
Okay.
Mila Jovovich.
I'm going to throw it over to you guys first, and then I'll take it, and then I'll do the Veronica perspective, too. For chicks, we got Parker Posey, Joey Lauren Adams, and Mila Jovovich.
Who the fuck is Parker Posey? Like,
Parker Posey?
Can you pull up pictures? Because, like, I mean, I know who Mila Jovovich is.
She's the mean senior, but yeah, I'll punch
they
up
all
some.
Look the fucking same in that movie because they all have like the straight hair.
They're all white, though. Why? How can you? Okay. Come dude, over here.
Creeper ass is over in the other
what?
Room.
Parker.
Let's see what we got.
Posey. Yeah, take a look. Oh, there she is in Blade 3.
I mean,
I find her very fuckable in Blade 3
with
the effect.
For the sake of being partial or impartial or whatever. I thought Mila Jovovich was hot as shit when I was a kid. It's all Fifth Element.
Okay, who's the other woman?
Well, shouldn't you pull up, like, the Dazed and Confused pictures?
Ah, fine.
All right, let's type in Dazed afterward.
Get on mic to speak, gentle boys.
She's Mitch's sister?
There she is.
Oh, that bitch is dead.
Dude, she looks like, oh, man. That looks
oh,
like a man.
God. Look at those lines.
All right. Hop back on mic. So we got that one. And we all remember Joey Lauren Adams from Mallrats and all that shit. Famed for sucking Kevin Smith's cock and thus getting movie roles out of it.
Really, was that a true story?
Oh, yeah, she fucked Kevin Smith. That girl earned her
position
but, in
Hollywood.
Yeah, but,
I mean, that was after Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, but she did nothing in Dazed and Confused to earn a goddamn thing. It wasn't until she felched Kevin Smith that she got some real screen time.
Who the fuck would touch Kevin Smith?
I mean, I wouldn't. No, I mean, there's some
chicks.
Yeah,
I hope not.
There's
we wouldn't be friends anymore, John.
That will completely ignore how a guy looks. And they aren't really gold diggers, but
they're venal whores.
I still find something wrong with
They work at Vixens in West Virginia.
Oh, God.
I don't know what you're saying. I don't know.
All right. So
I mean, the older I get, the less I care about looks, honestly.
Homo.
Yeah.
You fag. You can pretty much sit out this one.
We played dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
Okay. So we got Parker Posey, Joey Lauren Adams, and Mila. Go. What say you, Will?
Oh, that's, goddamn, that's tough. Because the one's ugly, the one has the most annoying voice in the world.
Yeah!
All right.
It's like Lois on crack.
I'll marry Mila.
Remember, you're not supposed to fuck the one you marry.
All right, but wait, when we're talking, are we talking like characters in the movie or like in real life?
Just in real life. I don't give a shit. Okay. They're all 16-year-old high schoolers in the movie. I wouldn't begrudge any man who just wants to fuck all three. We're human here. All
right, marry Jovovich because she's the only one with a career.
So you're not going to pound her, okay.
I mean, I'd like to. I think she's probably the hottest, but I mean, she's the... Well, I guess Parker Posey probably has some money. I know, but
Posey's got some cash.
Somehow, I don't fucking know. But, okay, kill her because she's ugly.
Okay.
And then F Joey Lauren Adams because even though she's an annoying C, I mean, she's got a pretty nice body.
I could never follow up Kevin Smith's cock.
Dude, well, like, when she's topless in Mallrats, that ain't not bad.
God, I need to punch that picture up when we get home.
Jesus Christ.
I will be locking the door when we get back to the house, Will.
That's like a 17-year-old movie.
She's got, like, small tits, but they're nice and, like, perky and shit, like B cups.
They've been Kevin Smith. Silent Bob's big bearded mouth has been sucking on that areola.
Who gives a shit? Like, how could you feel bad following that up?
I feel weird, that's all.
Why? I'd ask her for, like, a free DVD copy of Chasing Amy or something.
No, when you know...
Where she's all wet and shit.
Like, can you get me, like, a free copy of The Clerks 10th anniversary? She's sucking
dick. When you know a chick has just been with a toad ugly guy, it kind of ruins it for me. Like, you're like, so this is what this is my league. That's good. I don't care how fucking...
I don't give a shit. You guys, like, get more hung up on, like, girls' past.
I just want to know that my wife's been fucked by a hot guy so I can jack off to it and then lick the cum out of her.
God damn it!
All right, cuckold Matt. What is your
God damn. All right, no, that fucking name ends now. That fucking name ends now. What the fuck? I mentioned two things. Shut the fuck up about it. Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
God damn it. We're going to have a goddamn Artie Lang outburst here.
So, okay, we've got a special category for you. It's which one would you like to see fucked by a Puerto Rican?
God damn it.
Come up. Which would you like to see fucked by... Okay, go on.
All right, we're going to kill Joey.
Good.
We're going to kill Joey.
Okay, she's got a dude's name.
Okay. Joey.
Joey.
This ain't no motherfucking Joey, bitch.
We're going to fuck Mila, and then we're going to marry the ugly bitch, because I don't have to fuck her in marriage.
Okay.
And I can still kill her.
I'd like to think...
Since I'm married to her.
I am Quicksilver fast on this shit. You're killing Joey. I fucking hate her voice. She's been Kevin Smith.
Smiffed.
Yeah, she's been smiffed. Bringing a little soul to the show. I'm going to marry Parker Posey because she's in weird indie films and she's probably got some fucking ducats.
God, who the fuck? I don't know. Like, and what was she famous from originally? Was she a child actor or some shit?
No, she just always... She's like, quote-unquote, B-movie queen. She's done B-movies since, like, 1990.
Oh.
She's got, like, no rack, but it's still kind of holding up because there's nothing to droop.
Meh.
And I would fuck the shit out of Mila Jovovich, who is like one of three women who I'd actually still call a MILF.
Like, she is a kid?
Oh, yeah. She is a kid, and that body's still fucking kicking like Jackie Chan.
Well, she's like she was a model.
Yeah. She was a model.
Jackie Chan.
Bitch.
Oh, I got one to ruin that for you.
Who?
She's been frushanted.
Fuck! Why?
You want some of that AIDS? Dick.
Are you kidding
Who's
me?
Frushant?
She let that fucking junkie climb on top of
the
her?
The guitarist from the... Well, now ex-guitarist again from the Chili Peppers.
He's like the biggest fucking smack hound. Like, there's that one Guitar World interview where he's literally doing that Cheech and Chong, like, junkie joke where you're just falling asleep with a cigarette in your hand.
Show me a picture of this guy.
And it's burnt... What, for your cuckoldry?
God!
Gotta...
I mean, he was the guitarist on like Blood Sugar Sex Magic, and then
he's a fucking skeevy looking bearded white guy.
Yeah, okay, but that's the every member of Red Hot Chili Peppers except for the one that looks like Will Ferrell.
Okay.
No, I mean, he makes Flea look like clean and normal by comparison.
Are you serious? Oh shit! I have an idea of who this guy is now.
He's like skinny. Yeah, I mean, he's a huge heroin addict. Like he said once, you know, he got like 1/12 of the blood he was supposed to, and it was infected with Lord knows what.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think he had AIDS or anything, but who knows?
1/12 of what?
The blood he was supposed to have in his body.
Really?
Yeah.
11? So you're saying 11/12 of his blood was what?
Somehow missing? I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
In needles scattered across the greater Los Angeles area.
God damn, man.
Now what say you?
Yeah. I guess I'm fucking marrying her and banging. God, that shakes it all up. I think then you have to fuck Posey.
No, I do, because then you can kill Posey by giving her AIDS. It'll be a murder-suicide.
And scene.
I mean, even her, you can find a list of exes on Wikipedia about Parker Posey.
What? It's going to be like Yaphet Kotto or something?
DMX. I don't know. You're the one who has like a problem with all this shit.
Hold up. Who is the one that's fucked the chili pepper?
Mila
Jovovich. God damn it.
Resident Evil.
That's what I thought. Son of a bitch.
I know.
Might still be with him. Who knows?
All right. Well,
Jesus fucking Christ. What a fucking whore.
I don't even want to do the Veronica impression.
Oh, I will. What are her options?
I have better things to do than that.
Jason London.
We can all do the Veronica impression for the rest of the show. Jason London.
I have better things to do. I want to go on air and pretend like I have a life.
Hey, Veronica. Okay, let me ask you. Would you go with Matt McConaughey, Jason London, or Ben Affleck? Go.
LeBron James.
Wait, Ben Affleck's in Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
I love black men.
Oh, that's right. He's like the asshole who gets shit dumped on him. I forgot that.
He plays like O'Banion or a Bunion, or he's like just some fucking angry Irish drunkard.
He's the one who's like really big on wanting to lick them.
If you know Ricky Lowry, he's literally Ricky Lowry just put into a movie. Drunken Irish trash from my childhood.
No, I'm not pretending to talk about banging guys. So.
Yeah, okay. I don't
My know. Eggs are rotting.
Oh my god. Yeah, all we got left is we got the other Joel bit, you know, That Which Entertained Me, where we talk about the shit we've been watching all week.
Well, I can answer that.
What?
That video clip we have. Which Matt hasn't heard yet.
All right, yeah. And he was just talking about he went with his girlfriend to watch fucking Fiddler on the Roof and didn't hate it.
Oh,
so let's Jeez, let's give him.
Why do we let him on the show?
Gay. And we have.
Why do
I
we...
said I am not gay. I am not gay.
All right, Joel, that's an honor.
I said I am not gay.
We play dandy balls and legs are spread and penis butt.
I'm sure Raheem will make a breathtaking Tevi. Okay, and I've just been watching Buffy, which I never watched before. And all
the
I can
show?
Yeah. All I can say is Sarah Michelle Gellar is the most overhyped scooch of the past 20 years. She's fucking like short, stumpy, flat. She's got the money-lending schnoz.
I thought she was hot when I was a kid.
Are you fucking serious, man? Yeah. I would not have done her.
I mean, they had to put her in a big push-up bra. And that was the only real way you could get me to look at her.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty fucking hot in, what's that piece of shit movie called?
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no, she's a piece of cunt there.
I would fuck her, but only in a Muslim country where I could then stone her to death with impunity.
It's like serial killer shit.
I caught her with a donkey.
I want to have sex to you, kill you, and then sleeping over man.
All right, so Will's just been watching this hilarious clip that he posted on my YouTube. We're going to go out on this bitch.
All right.
Nothing else. Creepy Canadian game show host kisses girls, like 10-year-olds and stuff.
Yeah.
Sneaks a peck.
So, Matt, you haven't seen this, and like,
we're just going to play the
video,
audio.
It's not as good, but if you just listen to the audio and keep in mind, like, these are like young ass, like elementary school girls.
Oh, and he's really into it. He's really
How
persistent.
How old is this cocksucker?
Like 40s?
Yeah.
50s?
Yeah. No.
40s.
40 something.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm saying I think we should end the show by calling this guy right here. He's taking calls.
Oh,
that'd be fucking good. All right, maybe next week.
Yeah.
Do we even have a phone in this piece of shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we could call and, like, you jam your fucking ham against the window. Well, I'm like, talk to me about traffic jams, sir. Speaking of jam, look at that delicious marmalade.
Or we could kill two birds with one stone, call him, and just play the audio from this video clip.
You want to do it?
Nah, I can't get a defeat over the phone, probably. All right. Say our goodbyes and get the fuck out this piece. Will?
What? You don't want to play the video clip?
Well, I was going to play it as our outro. Oh, you want to, like, just talk over it?
Yeah.
Analyze it like Joe Theismann getting his leg broken?
It's pretty good.
Okay. Because
if Matt hasn't heard it, like, it'll it should make you laugh.
Here it comes.
Hello, Leanne.
Hello, Leanne.
How could I miss? Oh, it's very easy. You're both very pretty. You have green eyes. Are they? They're not blue. Now, don't tell me that. Look at me a little closer. They're green. See, I fooled you.
See, I fooled you. That's some rapist shit right there.
I just love the audience. Oh, a grown man's kissing a six-year-old.
Was that it?
No, there's tons more. Anymore.
All right, good.
I just needed to talk like a black person in a movie theater.
You talk about getting married and having a family and things like that?
No.
You don't? What do you do when you're 11 years old for a date?
Go on a game show.
What are some things you do?
I want you girls to scream really loud into my penis.
Okay, what category? Do you hand out kisses, Jennifer?
Oh, my God. What the
that of course was added. But...
lady who likes to give lots of hugs and kisses.
Jesus, he's calling her a hoe.
What's your name, bottom bitch? What's your name, bottom bitch?
Not really. Not really.
Oh my God.
Can I have a hug?
I'll bet your womanhood smells divine.
I can't have one. Even if I say and whisper in your ear that Allison,
I'm a real good sex person. I do it all the different ways.
A hug and a kiss? Uh-uh. Well, I guess you can't win the show then. I don't get a hug and a kiss.
Blackmailer.
Yeah. You hear that?
Dirty old man.
Yeah.
Dirty old
man. That's a good answer.
He looks like a younger Killian.
Missed.
From Running Man.
Stephanie, category?
Arnold, give me a kiss.
He knows the mom, like, quickly trying to change the
Give the Butchers of Bakersfield a kiss now! I'll kill you with a gasoline gun.
All right. Is that enough? Have you been sated? Okay. We're going off that
like
woohoo. That woohoo is creepy as all shit.
I can't believe that shit is real. Jesus Christ.
I think to end the show.
Canadians, need I go on? All kinds of shit goes on above the border.
It has his name. I didn't Wikipedia him. I wonder, like, if they have his bio.
I think we need a prank call this guy next to us.
Are you kidding? He's locked up. He's a fucking short eyes. He's been doing time for, like, 15 years, I bet.
Who the hell knows? I don't know. Do you want to prank call that dude?
I think we should. Come on. Come on. Give me the number of the goddamn studio.
Huh.
We're not... Oh, jeez. Take me 1 minute. Just stop to go fuck his mother.
Okay. All right, fuck.
What's the number of the studio?
we can surf rider later.
Well, you gotta walk away.
Like, we can't just do it visibly from the studio next door to the guy.
There's a fucking computer monitor blocking me. He can't see shit.
No, just walk to the other side of the studio so he can't see you. So that way, like, if he looks over, John and I look like we're, like, doing our thing.
All right, Matt, we're putting you on the show.
All right.
Come on.
Do you even know who this guy is or what his show is? All right,
never mind. Yeah, let's do it next week.
Oh, okay.
Let's set something up. We have 7 days till next show, so there's plenty of time to, like, put in some creative.
I mean, I'm down to do it, but you guys got to play along. Like, you can't laugh when I say something.
Okay, you do it.
Throw under the bus. No, we'll do it next week.
Oh.
We'll go shave our pussies in the meantime. All right, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Will Papa Giorgio?
Yo.
Matt Ganoza.
Fuck you.
Again, shows live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges.
Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.